Praised be Jesus and Mary. Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? The Pharisees ask our Lord, finding fault in everything. And Jesus says to them in reply, because those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. Not the righteous, but sinners. And yet these very sinners, we, whom our Lord came to save, responded how to his love? By putting him on the cross. Because of man's sin, because of the sin, original sin of Adam and Eve, our first parents, and because of all of our individual personal sins, the incarnation of our Lord, his coming in the flesh, is marked principally not by glory, as it should be, but by ignominy, by the ignominy and suffering of his passion and cross. It didn't have to be this way, but because of sin, there is the cross for our Lord and for us as well who follow our Lord. You know, today's gospel is just one example of the constant contradictions that our Lord faced in his public ministry from the beginning to the very end. And, you know, all contradictions and sufferings that were prophesied by Saint Simeon to Our Lady at the Presentation, and the sufferings that our Lord experienced on earth will be our share as well, if you want to follow our Lord faithfully, such as today being Saturday, Our Lady's Day, and a Saturday of Lent. It is only right that we reflect on Our Lady and on her sorrows, she being the quickest, surest, safest, most beautiful way to our Lord. Her sorrows are the quickest, surest, safest, most beautiful way to unite ourselves with the sorrows and with the pains and with the sufferings of our Lord. St. Alphonsus writes, you know, in his Glories of Mary, an astounding book, he writes that in this valley of tears, every man is born to weep, and everyone must suffer those afflictions that daily befall him. But how much more miserable would life be if everyone knew also the future evils which are to afflict him? The Lord exercises his compassion towards us, namely that he does not make known to us the crosses that await us, that if we are to suffer them, at least we may suffer them only once. But he did not exercise this compassion with Mary, who, because God wished her to be queen of sorrows and in all things like his son, and to see always before her eyes and to suffer continually all the sorrows that awaited her. Now our Lord exercises compassion to us that he spares us, you know, seeing all the sorrows that, you know, that attend us in our lives, not only in our lives, just, you know, in this very day. For our Lord, you know, from the moment that we woke up, showed us, you're going to suffer all these things today. Maybe we wouldn't even get out of bed. We'd say, all right, you know, this day I'm just going to, you know, stay in my bedroom and avoid the crosses. Our Lord spares us that suffering, and he doesn't overwhelm us that way. But since he wanted to make Our Lady in all things conform to his passion, and since he knew what was awaiting him, he made her a partaker also of the knowledge of the passion and all its details that was awaiting her, united with her son. God wished Our Lady to be in all things like her son, to be associated to the passion in a singular way, to be the queen alongside the king of sorrows. So as co-redemptrix, she was given the grace, it was a special grace, to accept the passion all at once. And we must turn to her for strength to be able to accept our participation in the passion little by little, bit by bit, to accept our crosses one at a time, one by one. We must have that strength from her who accepted the passion all at once, who was not overwhelmed by saying, yes, I want to suffer with our Lord, with my Lord, with my son. You know, just as Our Lady at the prophecy of Simeon and alongside Christ during all his life, we, at the beginning of Lent and during all of Lent, have to decide if we wish to follow our Lord, if we wish to accept our crosses. You know, our Lord does not reveal to us all the particular crosses we will have to suffer for him in his life. But he does say to us, he who does not take up his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. We know that there will be crosses. Which ones? We don't know. When? How many? We don't know. But that there will be crosses, sufferings, humiliations, we are sure of that. St. Alphonsus then goes on, the Holy Virgin herself said to St. Matilda that at the announcement of St. Simeon, all her joy was changed into sorrow. For as it was revealed to St. Teresa, the Blessed Mother, although she knew before this that the life of her son would be sacrificed for the salvation of the world, yet she then learned more particularly and distinctly the sufferings and cruel death that awaited her poor son. She knew that he would be contradicted in all things, contradicted in doctrine, for instead of being believed, he would be esteemed a blasphemer, for teaching he was the Son of God, contradicted in his reputation, for he was noble, of royal lineage, and was despised by the Pharisees as a peasant. He was wisdom itself, and was treated as an ignorant man, as a false prophet, as a wine drinker, a glutton, and a friend of sinners, as the Pharisees called him. In a word, he was contradicted in everything. He was considered so bad and so notorious that no trial was necessary to condemn him, as the Jews said to Pilate, "If you are not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up to you." And that's the way we received our Lord in this world. You know, he came into his own, but those who were his own did not accept him, as St. John, the Evangelist, says. And our Lord, contradicted in everything, says to us, "If the world hates you, my disciples, realize that it hated me first, and don't be surprised." One saint, Saint Jose Maria Escrivá, a recently canonized saint, said that cross, toil, anguish, such will be your lot as long as you live. This was the way that Christ went, and the disciple is not above his master. Cross, toil, anguish, such will be our lot as long as we live, as long as we remain Christians. If you want to shake off the cross, give it up. We can become worldly and have peace with the world. But if we want to stay Christians, if you want to expect our eternal reward with Christ in heaven, cross, toil, and anguish will expect us as long as we live. So may Our Lady, Queen of Sorrows, in all things like her son in suffering, grant us the grace of a complete conformity to Christ. She knows what sufferings are in store for us, but she doesn't overwhelm us by showing them all at once to us, but rather she measures them out to us like with a drop counter, you know, giving us what we can handle, you know. In this too, she is a mediatrix. In this too, she distributes graces. She distributes crosses. And having herself accepted the cross in its entirety at the prophecy of Simeon, she then distributes the cross to each one of us. St. Louis de Montfort says, just to conclude, "It is quite true that the most faithful servants of the Blessed Virgin, being her greatest favorites, receive from her the best graces and favors from heaven, which are crosses. But I maintain, too, that these servants of Mary bear their crosses with greater ease and gain more merit and glory. What could check another's progress 1,000 times over, or possibly bring about his downfall, does not thwart them at all, but even helps them along their way. For this good mother, filled with the grace and unction of the Holy Spirit, dips all the crosses she prepares for them in the honey of her maternal sweetness and the unction of pure love. They," that is her, you know, those her devotees, "then readily swallow them as they would sugared almonds, although the crosses may be very bitter. I believe that anyone who wishes to be devout and live piously in Jesus will suffer persecution and will have a daily cross to carry, but he will never manage to carry a heavy cross or carry it joyfully and perseveringly without a trusting devotion to Our Lady, who is the very sweetness of the cross. Whoever wants to follow Our Lord and bear his cross daily will never be able to do so if he does not have a trusting and loving devotion to Our Lady. So may we learn from Our Lady to bear our crosses, our contradictions, with love, with resignation, with patience, so that with that love that she herself gives us, we might make them meritorious for life everlasting, so that bearing our crosses in union with our Lord's, we might be among the number of the sinners who hear the Lord's voice to repentance, who take up our cross, and find in his passion our salvation. Praised be Jesus and Mary.